We are sitting down with Senator Inhofe this morning, Jim Inhofe, talking a little bit about the impeachment process that is going on for President Donald J. Trump. Sir, where are you guys at in that process right now?
Oh, well, you know, it is so difficult to explain to people after what we've been through over the last in the last 6 days. It's been it's really been painful, and I hate to say this, and I know there are people listening to us now who probably hate the president, and they want all this stuff to be harmful to him. And I know you're out there. I love you and all that, except when I see what they are saying without any foundation of truth, and they've said it so skillfully, and I'm talking about the House managers, then I think there are people out there who actually believe it. Let me just share that this thing all started in the House. They had 17 witnesses. They worked for you know how many weeks. You and I talked several times during that period of time, and we just talked about the process and how long it took. Well, the House spent all that time. It's the first time there's been an impeachment inquiry where the subject, and that is the president, was not having any representation in there. You know, I was around when we had Clinton and I remember Nixon pretty well, and they always had a place at the table during the process where they could be heard, they could have their own witnesses, they could participate. In this case, they can't do that. This president has not been able to do it. But then they went ahead and finished. The House people who wanted to do them in, who wanted to impeach the president, they rested their case. They had all the witnesses they wanted. They had all the information that they needed. They were ready to send over to the Senate, and that's where we were to be sitting in judgment. Well, now, since they don't have, they know that they don't have a good case, they're making the demand to have more witnesses. But you can't do that, because if you do that, their goal is to continue this out so that as close to November as possible, so that people will be not looking at all the good things that are happening right now in this country as a result of this president, but they'll just be looking at impeachment, 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 hoping that people will start to believe that there's some reason to remove him from office. So, Gary, I just want to remind everyone, that's our function right now, that myself and James and all the rest of the senators, we're sitting there having to listen, and it's been hour after hour. Last night was fairly early. It was midnight. And so, but we had to listen to this, and that same thing is going to happen today. So they are orchestrated. I don't know where the polls are right now. I just know that that they are absolutely convinced that they can make the American people think that this president's guilty of something. That's kind of where we are now. And let me share with you some of the things that what they are saying, there's not a foundation of truth. Let me give an example. We spent 75% of our time during the time that the House had the floor, talking about the Ukraine, talking about how this president was not supporting the Ukraine, and talking about the people that were the mass murdering that's going on with Russia coming into Ukraine, when in fact those very individuals were the problem. They were the ones who voted against. And I want everyone to listen to this, because, you know, I chair the Senate Armed Services Committee. I can remember back in Obama's days, they spent all of their time at that time just doing all they could to stop from sending any kind of lethal aid so that the Ukraine people would have a way of fighting back against the Russians. And so the very individuals who are out there on the other side were complaining about the president. Well, the president has been the strong supporter. Obama wouldn't allow anything to go out, any kind of lethal aid to go out to the Ukrainians. And Obama is the one who was responsible at that time. The new president, President Trump, came in, and the first thing he did was get line up the help for the Ukrainians. So the frustration is, you know, and they, I hate to say this, but those people who are trying to prosecute this, trying to get us to run him out of office, are the ones who are lying with conviction better than I've ever heard in politics. That's where we are today. We have one more day today of questions and answers. It'll be exactly like yesterday. We had Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz is kind of interesting. I know some of our listeners right now heard him or saw him on TV. And the guy is considered by most people to be maybe the most knowledgeable person on the subject of impeachment. He's a very liberal Democrat. He is a professor at the at Harvard University. He voted for Hillary Clinton in the last election, and yet he looks at this and says, you can't let this happen. This would destroy the whole process. So any president coming into office would be subjected to this type of thing. So that's where we are today. It's not a very happy picture. We'll spend the whole day today doing the same thing. If we have the votes to do it, what we want to do is go ahead and have the vote concerning witnesses and then actually vote on whether or not he should be removed from office. We all remember what happened back in during the Bill Clinton days, and I think in the final analysis, that's what's going to happen here.
And what is the difference between now and then with the Clinton administration and the impeachment and trial that happened then?
Well, what happened then was we did it right with Clinton. He was a part of the process all the way through. The House votes, they're the ones who can impeach. You get a majority of members of the House of Representatives. It doesn't matter who it is. They can impeach anyone if 51% of the House will do it. Then it comes to impeachment doesn't mean that much. It's the removal of office. So if you'll remember back then, we went through this thing and the president was not removed from office. It was right down party lines. And this is going to be down party lines pretty much too. So the major difference at that time is that like every other case, and we're talking about Clinton and Nixon and Johnson, they all had a place at the table. They had all, except for Trump, they had all actually committed crimes. Now, you ask the difference. That's the major difference there. The witnesses that were there for Clinton, you know, no one ever accused him. Everyone knew that he actually had committed a crime, and everybody knew it. In this case, this president, Trump, never committed a crime, and nobody says that. Well, they do say that he did, but he didn't, and that's a very strong, probably the biggest difference right now, is that our president was no one. We're not. No rational people are saying that he committed a crime. That's a big difference. And what did they find? They found two things. One is abuse of power, and the second, obstruction of Congress. Now, neither one of those is an impeachable offense, and that's what it's all about, and that's what we're going to be faced with all day today. Yeah, I would say if you are productive and you have something to do today, go ahead and do it, and don't bother to listen, because it's going to be exactly like yesterday.
Now, I know the Senate is expected to vote on witnesses as soon as tomorrow, a Friday. What are some of the potential witnesses and some of the new evidence that you guys have for this impeachment trial?
Well, there's not really new evidence, but of course they want to have John Bolton. John Bolton's a good friend of mine. I've known him for a long time. But the president and John Bolton didn't get along, and so the president fired John Bolton. John Bolton's never been fired before, and so he's coming out and saying that that he personally heard the president say that he was doing that he had was guilty of tying in what is going on over there with the reality, and we've not seen that before. And that's John Bolton is a good guy, but I have to say this, and I've said this publicly, and I've said this when John was listening, that I'm disappointed. I think that he's letting his wrath of being fired, putting him in a position that could change the outcome of this. And that's about it. Now, at the same time, our position is if he has a witness we are going to have a witness too. And that witness is going to be Joe Biden's son. Now, here's the Joe Biden's son. Let me get my notes on this. I had this down. Yeah, here's a guy that when Joe Biden was vice president of the United States, there's a very corrupt company, energy company in Ukraine. And they hired Joe Biden's son, who had no experience in this thing, at a salary of $88,000 a month. Now, that's what they did demonstrate. $88,000 a month for 17 months to do nothing. Now, if that isn't just a payoff to buy the allegiance of the vice president, it has to be. Why else would they do that? And so we would demand if they get a witness, we'll get a witness. That's who it will be. So stay tuned on that one. That could be interesting, but that wouldn't happen until tomorrow.
And earlier you were talking about how House managers want to take this impeachment process as far as November to kind of shroud over President Trump's accomplishments. Just for the general public, I know President Trump has done a lot for the country over his tenure in his first term. What can you tell me about some of the accomplishments that people should be aware of and just focus on during this?
This is something that's unprecedented. We haven't been through this before. This has never happened. And I know that he can be very obnoxious and he can upset people, and the press hates him. They don't dislike him. They hate him. Okay, start with the economy. I mean, we have the best economy today. Yesterday, the new figures came out, and the unemployment rate is below 3.5%. Well, it's always 4% has always been the figure of full employment. You know, there are about 4% of the people are not capable of working, or they're not job oriented. And he's down to 3.5%. That's the lowest it's been since we kept statistics many, many decades ago. So the economy is there. Secondly, and you've heard me say this before, I chair the Senate Armed Services Committee. The thing that upset me about Barack Obama more than anything else is he completely just really did terrible damage to our military. In fact, during his last 5 years, he reduced the military spending by 25%. Now, during that time, China and Russia have actually passed us up in some areas of artillery and some of the other areas where we were clearly leading before that. So this president is bringing us back, and we now, you might recall, we had a conversation on the defense authorization bill and how good that is. So we're bringing the country back. But that's one of the major things he's doing. And I'd say the third thing, if you're on the street talking to people, talking about the economy, talking about rebuilding the military, and then talking about judges. You know, the things that we're doing, Kay and I have been married 60 years. We have 20 kids and grandkids. And when we stop and think about what's really important, look at the future of the media. Just look at the Democrat debates when they have just disavowed and all they did is trash the free enterprise system, and they're embracing socialism right from the heart. And of course, the judges right now, we're past 100. Do you have a current number on the number of judges that we?
I think we were at 178.
Yeah, well, look that up. I'll need that later on today. But anyway, the largest number of judges in a 3-year period in the history of this country. And they're all, are you ready for this, Garrett? They're all conservative. They've all read the Constitution. Now, those three things alone are enough to say this president has done an incredible job. No, we don't like his tweets and all that, but our country is a lot stronger than it was before. And I often think, what would have happened if he had not won the election? Where would we be today? So I guess the bottom line, the thing to look for is we got one more day of this. I am hoping that will be over and we don't have to spend the rest of our time. It'd be weeks and weeks if they don't go ahead and exonerate this guy. That's where we are. That's the good news and the bad news for the day.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Senator Inhofe?
No. In fact, I'm running out of time here, so I'd better go ahead and get on. What I'm trying to do today, Gara, is kind of get around the state so that people know just what is going on, because a lot of them are victims of, you know, CNN, MSNBC, and they don't get the truth. And that's what we're doing. And I suspect that James Lankford, our other senator, is doing the same thing today. He's a great partner.
Yeah, Senator Lankford is doing a lot of great things and is definitely getting the word out, too. So we appreciate both of you guys, and we do thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you, Garrett. Have a blessed day.
You too, sir. Thank you.